IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time is 25 past four, and at this time of the day, Monday through Thursday, we speak to Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. What a pleasure to have you with us again, Prof.
Thank you very much, Simon. Good afternoon to you.
So, Prof, we going to talk about the future of COVID in the post-vaccine era. But before that, I just want to tell you I was provided with a notification from the Premier of the Cape earlier on this afternoon. Very concerning information coming out of the Cape as far as spread of COVID is concerned, Prof.
Right. There is indeed, particularly in the Eastern Cape and particularly in the metropoles, the Nelson Mandela Bay Metropole, the Sarah Bartman Metropole, they are really kind of being stretched there at getting to capacity.
Yeah.
As you know, the Minister of Health has flown down there again to try and sort things out, but they are really getting very close to a crisis level. And to a large extent, it has been fired up by super spreading events, particularly from the universities, and they're spread into the kind of metropoles. And they are really battling. They're short of beds. They're short of ICU. And you know, almost half, if not half, of the daily increase countrywide has come from the Eastern Cape.
And so, if you were advising, Prof, would you be talking potential lockdowns again, or is that off the table?
Well, I think what we have advised from the advisory committees is not, well, you know, it's a matter of semantics whether it's lockdowns or it's increased restrictions, but certainly they would need to increase restrictions. This was our advisory. In terms of curfew, in terms of alcohol, in terms of gatherings, the number of people, I think these are will have to be imposed because, you know, it's first of all, it's the Eastern Cape. It's also spilled over, as you mentioned, to the Western Cape as well.
Yes.
Particularly along the Garden Route. And the Garden Route municipalities, I think it's the wider municipality, are also getting very concerned, and they're also nearing a crisis level. So it's a very serious situation down there. And really the kind of upsurge countrywide is focused on those regional areas.
Okay, so I deflected you. Let's get back on track and let's talk about the future of COVID in the post-vaccine era. I was hoping there wouldn't be a future of COVID in the post-vaccine era.
Well, when I said post-vaccine, I mean with the initiation of vaccination. I'll start off now. Maybe I can carry on Monday. But really, if we're looking at the vaccine strategy, there are really kind of two main phases because people may be confused and think, well, next year we'll have vaccines, everyone will get vaccinated, and the epidemic will die down. Unfortunately, not quite as simple as that. You know, producing vaccines, as I mentioned yesterday, is not like producing tins of baked beans. You know, there's a limit, there's a restriction with what the manufacturers can produce. And we're talking about something that's unique. We're trying to immunize the entire world population, adults and children. So we're talking about billions. And there's a restriction, there's an amount, there's a limit, a ceiling for what the vaccine manufacturers can produce. So certainly even in the high income countries, in the short term, it's only going to be a limited amount of vaccine. And that limited amount of vaccine will have to go to selective vaccination. So in the short term, there's selective vaccination at people that are at risk, either at risk for getting infected, like the frontline healthcare workers, or they do get infected, risk of severe disease, like the elderly, particularly those who are in care homes or nursing homes. So that's in the short term. The longer term will take longer, maybe even not in 2021, maybe in 2022, when there'll be adequate vaccine for universal vaccination. We will try to get as high a coverage as possible to reach that magic herd immunity. And that's, of course, going to take time. That's not going to be in the immediate future. So those are kind of two approaches to the vaccine in terms of the short term and in terms of the longer term, in terms of selective vaccination and in terms of universal vaccination to reach eventually herd immunity. Maybe on Monday I can deal with herd immunity, but how vaccines will assist to get to that herd immunity.
I'd appreciate that, Prof. There are a whole bunch of questions I want to ask you, but we are out of time. So, yeah, let's carry that over to Monday. Prof, as always, thank you for your input this week. Shabbat shalom to you and your family. And, we'll chat Monday.
Shabbat shalom to you and yours. Thanks, Simon. All the best.
Cheers, Prof.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.